case number 9492, Brent Riley, south of Road 270A, south of First Street, being Lot 1, Section C, within Truvale Acres Development, variance from front yard and side yard setback requirement.
Brent Riley, 501 First Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Who swear you? Do you swear testimony you're about to give, true and correct professional knowledge?
I do.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. I'm requesting a approximate 1 foot variance on the side step and front step to a new double wide that I had placed on this lot last fall.
Get a permit for the new double wide?
Yes, sir. I have a COO right now.
Temporary?
Temporary, yes.
Did you obtain the permit or did the mobile home?
Mobile home.
Who was that?
Love Homes.
Love Homes. Yes. For the record, Love Homes has 3 previous violations in the last couple of years.
That I did not know.
Well, you entrusted them to put it properly on the
lot.
On the lot.
Yes, sir.
We need to come to get it.
Yes, sir.
And we're looking at about 3 variances here. Two side yards and front yard.
Did you ask anyone from Love Homes to come with you this evening?
No, the gentleman who put in the capital remodeling, who put in the was the subcontractor for Love Homes, was unable to come, and he's actually the one who filed for the variance because he's the one who found out about it prior to. Unfortunately, he had a hernia operation, and an agent for him is here, and nobody from Love Homes. That relationship went south a while ago. And so I would not expect any cooperation or help from them at this point.
I see.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Borden?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? No further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? We have one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Do you have anything, Madam?
Did you say that?
Opposition.
Mm-hmm. Just one letter in opposition? Okay, do you want to just briefly?
See, proposed a variance they're requesting for Lot 1, Section C in Truvale. They have plenty of room if they had left it as one parcel instead of making 2 parcels as was done. It would be degrading to the community and the neighbors close by.
Okay.
Was this originally one parcel?
It was originally one parcel, yes, sir. 2 lots.
Previous owner subdivided it, or?
No, I did.
You did.
Okay.
Did you say you had a representative from the company that placed it?
Yes, sir. The one who was.
Name and address?
My name is Anthony Cirillo. Live at 25932 Starboard Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Okay. Do you swear testimony about the Gibbs, true and correct professional knowledge?
Yes.
Okay.
What light can you shed here?
In the shed.
What can you tell us about the situation?
Well, it's the step came down 1 foot inside of the setback. It's going to be uncovered. It is uncovered. Never intend to cover it. I think what the porch was built at the factory, and would it? I guess the way the step comes down, the front setback I believe is 30 foot, and I think we're like 6 foot into it. which I asked previously if we could go into the setback, because the home was already there when we went there to build the steps. I mean, it was already placed. So I did try to make it fit whatever way, and there was no way that could shorten the step and be legal. The risers just would have been too high. So the only way to make it comply, it fell 1 foot further into the setback. So the step will never be covered. It is uncovered. It's not a covered entry at all.
The steps couldn't be turned to the side?
No, sir, it is turned. In fact, the front, they are turned to the side. They don't come straight down. It doesn't come straight down. That's what the first thing we would have tried to have done, absolutely.
And what about the deck on the end? Did you build that as well?
Factory built. That's right. What I'm saying. It's factory built. So the only thing that was attached was the actual steps to get up onto it. So that's what I'm saying. We couldn't alter it at all. It was already built in the plant that way. The only thing we put was the handrails and the risers and treads.
Mm-hmm. You're a subcontractor for Love
Capital Remodeling. I'm here for Phil. No, Capital Remodeling. I'm here for Phil, who had the hernia surgery.
Okay. Who is a subcontractor for Love Homes?
Yes, sir.
Have you contacted Love Homes in reference to this?
Well, they said you built the step, and that's where it's at. So, yes, we did build the step. There was no other place to build the step. I mean, the step had to go to where it was called for. And the porch, again, we did not build the porch. The porch was built in the plant. So when we got there, the only thing we're doing is adding the risers, you know, the handrails and the tread.
On the opposing end of the porch, what's the setback, 10 feet? It appears to be 13 feet from the line. 13,
yeah,
6 feet.
12.4 and 15 point, or 16.1.
No, on the opposite end of the opposite end of the property.
Oh, the rear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rear.
Then they have to be 10 feet.
10 feet. So this that could have been avoided there.
Yeah, again, when I got there, we didn't, when you got, yeah.
Okay.
It was already blocked. I mean, the same thing was cinder blocked and everything.
Mm. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Love Homes is aware of it because I did make that phone call.
What was their
response to it?
I asked for a survey, and I did get a survey.
Mr. Riley, how long is your temporary CO good for? You know,
I don't know, to tell you the truth. Mr. Clark filed for it.
Who's Mr. Clark?
He was a capital remodeler
guy.
He's
okay.
The one who had the hernia surgery.
I only do it to the hearing.
Pardon me?
I'll only do it up to the hearing.
Okay, and if it were tabled for any reason, would that automatically extend then?
Pretty much.
Okay.
If it's tabled, it's fine.
And maybe the board would want to consider tabling this. We'll subpoena somebody from Love Homes.
Yeah.
Get some answers.
Good.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Which Love Homes dealership have you been working with?
Millsboro.
You have a
and particular individual you dealt with?
She's no longer there, Cindy. The manager is Steve Becker.
Steve Becker. Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other question, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the
table.
No, we leave the hearing open, case number 9492, and allowing the manager or whomever represented from Love Homes to be subpoenaed and further testimony allowed.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 9492 open for the purpose only of having someone from Love Homes to be subpoenaed to come through the board to do some further explaining about how this came about. Are there any questions to that motion? If not, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried.
When's the next meeting?
Is
no,
26th.
June 5th.
That'd be on for June the 5th, please. Okay.
Case number 94.